Hey guys, real quick. I've been working on my social media game, specifically my Instagram. It's where I post most of my personal stuff in bite-sized business zingas. So if we aren't connected, let's go ahead and let's get connected over there. And if we are, amazing. Let's get back to the show.
We got to fill in the gaps here. And so the gaps is actually having clarity on what your goals are for your business, right? And so like, what do you want to make? Like, what is your goal? Like, do you want to have $1 million business? Maybe you only want to have $50,000 a month business. Maybe you want to have a $2 million a year business. What do you want to make, right? So get really clear on what it is.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
And then create measurable KPIs, actually hit that goal. So if you want to hit $80,000 a month, like how many cleaners do you need to have on your team? How many cleans do you need to do every single week? How many job ticket hours do your cleaners need to be working every single week? How much do you need to be spending on marketing? How many sales do you need to be doing, right? How many recurring customers do you need to have? Like, these are the questions you ask yourself when you're looking for measurable KPIs, okay? When you actually know what your goals are. And then once you figure out what it is, you just reverse engineer it. So if you know that you need 13 cleaners and you need to be doing 350 job ticket hours every single week, and you need to make $19,000 every single week, then you can basically break it down to, well, this is how many cleans I need. This is how many cleaners I need. And you can see it on a specific day that you need each cleaner. If you have 13 cleaners to do the average 6.5 hours every single week, and they need to be doing 25 job ticket hours every single day, right? And you need to be averaging $200 a clean, and you need to be 90 cleans every single week. So these are just numbers that once you know you're looking for, then all of a sudden you can say, okay, here's where I'm at. Here's where I need to go. And then you start to figure out how to move those numbers closer to the target. It really is that simple. Okay. And so this $1 million model is exactly how you do it. Okay. Again, it's based really simple. How much are you charging per hour? How many job ticket hours are you doing per week? That's it for the cleaner side. On the client side, it's like, how much are you charging per clean? How many weekly total cleans are you doing? And how many recurring clients do you have? That's it. Right. Those are the numbers that you need to know to figure out a specific revenue goal. Right. So that's the $1 million model. But also it's like, well, who needs to go where, right? The right butts in the right seats. Where are you at, right? And so this is a really simple org chart that shows all the important positions that you're going to need in a company that does $1 million a year. And so you start, your goal is to basically see, okay, what positions do I have? What positions am I currently filling? And then start to replace yourself in specific roles, right? Or start to put people maybe on your team, maybe you want to elevate them, you want to grow them into some of these other positions. But when you know what the org chart looks like, then you can start to put in the right pieces, okay? Again, cars versus no cars, having a clear reason on why you do one versus the other, I think is really, really important. Whether you do solo versus team cleaning, whether you do uniforms versus no uniforms, and whether you do employees versus independent contractors, right? Whether you do hourly pay versus commission pay. So these are all things that when you just know what your business model is and you're confident in your decision, you don't have to worry about like, well, should I be doing hourly pay or should I be doing commission pay? Or should I be doing independent contractors or should I be doing W-2 people? You know, should I get cars for my team or should I not? Right? Make the decision and go with it. Like, make it part of your business model. Okay. So next bonus is recruiting, right? So we talked about marketing a lot. Now we touched on a little bit of hiring, but now we're going to touch on recruiting, right? So there's a recruiting funnel. And so the recruiting funnel, again, this is so cool because it's just like you have a marketing funnel where you have an ad and the whole point is to get them from ad all the way to a customer. Now we're going to have an ad and we're going to get them all the way to employee. Okay. And so what the recruiting funnel looks like is you have an Indeed ad. Okay. On there, you have a job description that reads more like a marketing advertisement, more than just, hey, I'm looking for somebody who I want to pay $20 an hour to, and I want them to show up on time, and we're a business we've been in business for 2 years, and we are awesome. You know, it's all about me, me, me. And if you turn that around and have a ad that talks to them, the applicant, and what we can provide them, all of a sudden, you'd be surprised that you have lots of applicants, right? Your pond becomes really, really big. And so you must have a really good cleaner ad. Incentives, $1,000 bonus, which is a really cool incentive. Like if you ever have looked on Indeed and saw someone who's offering $1,000 bonus, it definitely sets apart from what everybody else is doing. And then once they say, hey, I'm interested, they raise their hand, they go through an application process. This application process allows us to weed out the people who are not going to be good fits. And there's lots of people who are not going to be good fits. There's certain things like you got to have a driver's license. You got to be able to lift 25 pounds. You can't be on drugs. you can be allergic to specific cleaners. And so there's certain things that you already know that you are not going to work for your business. So put those on the application. That way you can weed people out so they don't make it to the next step of the process, which is the Zoom interview, right? And so we do a Zoom interview. This is a one-on-one interview. This is not a group interview. We want the opportunity to get to know them on an individual basis. And Zoom is a great way because we also want to see them. We want to see what they look like because we're going to do a one call interview. Okay. We're going to call it. This is on this interview, we're going to make a decision whether we're going to hire them or not. And so we're going to ask really good questions. And after we ask really good questions, we'll use our interview script. Then after that, we're actually going to set a phone call up right after that, like the next day or the day afterwards. And regardless whether we hire them or not, we're going to tell them we're going to hire them or not. And I think this is really valuable from an employer standpoint. It's just like, or excuse me, from a job applicant standpoint, that how many job application or how many times have you interviewed somebody and after the interview, like you were kind of left in this no man's land, like unsure if you're going to get the job or not. And so we actually schedule a call with them right after their initial interview. And we tell them either way, especially with this job, because it is like, we're always hiring. We're always bringing on new cleaning techs that like we can hire two or three people a day if we want to. And we just know that not all of them are actually going to make it through the entire process. So we set that a call with them and we let them know either way, whether they're on or off the team. So pretty cool. And then once they decide to accept the position, we onboard them, right? We bring them onto the team. And this is one of the most important pieces. This is where most people get, most businesses, they lose out on really good employees is because they onboard them poorly. They're like, okay, yes, I made the sale, right? I got them to say yes to this job. And now they get entitled. They're like, now they should just figure out everything else. Like now I got them, right? But you need to make this process really, really smooth. And so we teach our, we provide training for all of our Spark bosses specifically, and even our salespeople and our recruiters as well. And so we provide all the trainings. We put them through our training, trainer SOPs, trainer report, scorecard, right? So that they get scored on these leaderboard. We show them their communication cycles. We let them know, like, here's your communication cycles. Here's our weekly meetings. Here's our daily huddles. What's to be expected of you? There's an interview script, and then here it is, the onboarding checklist, right? So we have an onboarding checklist to make sure that people, when we go through this process, they're actually hitting all the boxes. So they're doing their non-compete, they're signing their handbook, they're doing their 4 R's, and we're basically moving them along this process to ensure that they get onboarded properly, we get their W-2 paperwork in, make sure they get paid. There's a lot of stuff that goes into somebody once they decide that they want to work for you. And we have a really smooth process. Employees really feel that. They're like, man, like my experience getting onboarded was really, really cool. Especially in a small business setting, they expect for it to be crappy. They expect it for it to be like wonky and then have to do a lot of work. And so when it becomes really seamless and easy, they're like, wow, like these guys got their stuff together. That's impressive. And that's what you want. You want to give yourself a best opportunity to start out with a very good first impression.
If you're a cleaning business owner or want to launch a cleaning business, I did a free masterclass on how to build a $1 million cleaning business, even if you have zero experience. So if you want to learn more, go to loganscleaningco.com to create your free account. Hope you enjoy.
Now you have somebody on your team. Amazing. Great job, right? So later on, we'll talk about how to keep those people on your team. But before we talk about that, let's talk about data, right? So this is another bonus. We're talking about data. So one of the most powerful things you can be as a business owner is a data expert, right? You can become a data analyst. And so the two sheets that the cleaning business uses is the business intelligence sheet. So this is every number that you need to track on a daily basis in your business, okay? Everything from sales, everything from marketing, everything from fulfillment, everything from all your cleaning techs to like what type of cleans that you did, everything from the names of the new clients that canceled, clients that rebooked, right? Everything's on this intelligence sheet. And then even from there, you will learn what your cost per customer is, what your profit per new customer is, what your lifetime value of your customers are, what your estimated monthly max is going to be, how much you're grossing, what your profit percentage is, what's your net. Like, these are all the numbers that, like, anytime someone asks you a question about your business, like, you should go to your intelligence sheet and you should be able to find that answer, right? That's your goal, is to use this intelligence sheet that anytime somebody who's a smart business owner asks you how your business is doing and they ask you a specific question, you can go to your business intelligence sheet and make that and give them a great answer. Not just, I think we're around here. We should be close to this number, right? So silly. And then once you have your vision, or excuse me, once you have your intelligence sheet, the next sheet that we use is the vision sheet. And so I talked about this earlier, but this is the sheet that you use on a weekly basis to share with your team. Or again, if you have a small team, just yourself, then you just share it with yourself. But this is basically combining all your key performance indicators all into one sheet and putting it next to your targets that you created earlier and seeing how far away you are and how close are you getting and what you need to do in order to continue to narrow that gap between what your target goal is versus where you're actually at. Okay. So those are the two sheets that you need to use to run your business based on data. And then culture, right? So again, lots of bonuses here. So now we're talking about culture. So culture is having a mission. So now you bring somebody onto your team and you put them through the onboard process and they're like, and they become a cleaner. How do you actually keep people, right? People think they keep people by paying them well, giving them benefits, giving them opportunities, and all that is true. Those are facts. But if you want to give yourself an advantage on, let's say that for some reason you can't pay as good as the next person. Let's say you can't offer benefits. Let's say that you just don't have any more opportunities at the moment for somebody to move up. Well, why people will stay is because they're there for a bigger reason than just getting a paycheck. They're there for a mission. And when you're able to give somebody a mission, you're able to give someone a purpose, they're willing to do things that are maybe not in their best interest, but they're doing it in alignment with the mission itself. Okay. And so we have a mission for our business, which is to provide a consistent cleaning experience for the Bozeman community through our fast communication and ability to act quickly. Okay. We have core values, which I talked about earlier, right? And so this is what resonates with people is that, again, maybe somebody could find a place where they could get paid more. They could find a place where maybe there's better hours, more consistent hours. But do they have a place where somebody actually cares about them and wants to grow them and someone who they can expect the same consistent outcomes from, right? And so core values are so powerful. Like, we are drawn towards people and who have the same values as us, people who like the same things as us, people who think the same way as us, right? And so when you're able to clearly express what your values are, you get those people who are magnetized towards you, and you're likely to keep those people for a longer period of time. And then we also created our mascot, right? We call each other the Spark Bosses. So if you guys follow any sports teams, or you guys have been to like any big like universities, or even just any universities or high schools, I guess, like, everyone has a mascot, right? If you went to Arizona State University, you were a Sun Devil. Okay. If you were a football fan in Kansas City, you love the Kansas City Chiefs. Okay. And so creating a mascot for your employees, I think, is something that they can really resonate with, they can identify as, and they can become proud of, right? And so we call ourselves the Spark Bosses, and it gives our clean technicians an opportunity for them to have a new identity and for them to fall in alignment with the values of a Sparkle Boss, right? And we share those values in a manifesto, right? And so we use this as a way to make hiring and firing decisions, but we also use it as a way to create learning opportunities. And so when we have a situation where maybe somebody didn't show up, right? And we're like, hey, like, what, does Sparkle Boss do that? Like, huh? Like, yeah, like a Spark Boss, you know, a Spark Boss is consistent and always shows up. Like, oh yeah, you're right. You know, so it's a way for you to coach people through core values, through the, through an identity shift, rather than have to say, you know what, Susie, like, you didn't show up, right? Like, and like pointing directly at her, you say, hey, like, does a Spark Boss show up? I'm like, yeah. Are you a Spark Boss? Yes. Are you a leader? Yes. Okay, cool. And so it gives you a way to be able to communicate it's direct, but it doesn't feel like it's an attack on that individual. Okay. So that's what makes this another side of this makes it really powerful. And then we use scorecards. So all of our cleaners know exactly where they rank every single week. And so we tell them exactly what we're looking for, and how you become 5 out of 5 is you're full-time. You always show up. You don't have client complaints or correction cleans. You show teamwork, and you're a really good communicator. Really simple, right? And all of our cleaners know exactly what to expect, and they get rated. So every single week, they get a scorecard, and they're at either 5 out of 5 or 4 out of 5 or 3 out of 5, whatever it may be. But every single week, they get rated. And then another thing, going back to culture and have good culture, is we partnered with a charity called Cleaning for a Reason. And so we clean cancer patients in our area. We clean their houses for free. Okay. And we partnered with this charity that allows us to be able to do this. And we do at least one or two of these every single month. And again, it gives our cleaners, it gives our staff another reason to fall in love with the company, right? It's like, okay, yes, of course, we're here to make money. We're here to make profit. We're here to grow the business. But when you put another element like this into the mix, it shows the human side of it. And it shows that, you know, we're also giving back to the community. And our cleaners love when they get to be part of a Cleaning for a Reason clean. They get to go help a patient who, again, they're either in the middle of their cancer treatment, or maybe that they're into their cancer treatment, maybe just the beginning of their cancer treatment. But we get to go serve them and make them feel really, really good. And they're always very appreciative of the service we provide. And they love to chat with the cleaners. And that's always one of our favorite, that's always what the cleaners always talk about, some of their favorite experiences when they get to interact with these Cleaning for a Reason clients. So giving your business, again, a bigger purpose by partnering with a charity like Cleaning for a Reason is a great way to build a really cool culture. And then another really cool way to build a cool culture is just to pay people really, really well, right? Give them an opportunity to make the most money, more money in your company than they can anywhere else. And that's where we introduce Empowerment Pay. So Empowerment Pay is commission pay, right? And it's based on how many hours a week they work, and it's based on a rev share model. And so like specifically, if they work less than 28 hours, then they're going to get 30% of any sort of revenue that they produce. If they work between 28 and 34 hours, they get 38%. And then if they work over 34 hours in a week, they get 43% of the revenue they produce. So again, just incentivizes them to want to work more, to not call out, to show up and to do a great job, right? And they also get tips on top of that as well, which is really cool, which is one of the reasons. So here's an example, right? So if cleaner produces $625 in revenue and they work 25 hours, and they're in tier one, they make $487. If they just work an extra 5 hours and they produce $1,950 in revenue, they would make $741. And if they produced $2,275 and they work 35 hours, and they would make $978, right? So you can see by just working an extra 10 hours a week, they can almost double their paycheck. So it's like, okay, I just want to work an extra 10 hours. And so it incentivizes the staff member to work more. It helps us as a cleaning company because we can put more cleans on their schedule. And the less amount of cleaners we have, the more efficient we can be, the more profit the company makes as well. Okay. And so here's actually some examples of our paychecks of people who actually got paid. And you can see here, there's two people over $1,000, a couple of people who are close on this one. And I think this one has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people who are over, 5 cleaners who are over $1,000 a week. And like we pay people every single week. And so having somebody come in with, they can come in with zero experience. They can come in with, they don't need a college degree. They don't need a high school degree. And they can make $1,000 a week entry starting. Pretty cool opportunity, right? So that's how you build a culture of competitive greatness as well, is give people the opportunity to actually make as much money as they possibly can, give them unlimited cap, and then stack that on with like growth opportunities. Man, that's how you're able to legitimately build a culture of awesome cleaners and awesome people who are continuing to want to serve your community and your customers at the highest level possible.